This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, we've still got another full hour to go on Radio Night Live tonight, and we're going to get into this comparison. Hillary Clinton is adopting the talking points of one Scott Peterson. You remember Scott Peterson, the cruel dog that killed his pregnant wife and her and their unborn child? Yeah, we're going to why is Hillary talking like that jerk now? We will get into that before we're done. But first, we are excited to welcome back to the Ladies Lounge, which is our little spotlight each week. We open up the Ladies Lounge and we have this unique opportunity to invite these really brilliant women that I don't feel like their voice is being amplified quite enough in the larger discussion. And so we take a little bit of time here at the Kevin McCullough microphone and allow that to take place and to happen. And one of our favorites here on Saturday nights, she is now, I think this is her third or fourth visit to the lounge, where I used to actually have a Carnarba wagon and could serve drinks and stuff. We don't have that in here anymore. But MJ Kronfeld, founder of Party for a Purpose and a doer of good deeds and a PhD candidate who is setting aside the writing of her dissertation, albeit just for the time that we're on the air tonight, but nonetheless, setting aside the writing of her dissertation to join us. MJ, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be back. I do believe it is my fourth time, if I'm not.
Yeah. Something along those lines. And at one of these points, and you and I were talking this last week, we're actually going to do this broadcast from your penthouse Manhattan location, where you love to entertain and have people come by, and we're going to have people come and join us in person and have a truly live version of the show, not here in the TV studio, but there in your lovely place. So thanks again for all your support and your help. We appreciate it.
Of course, always, and I look forward to hosting it here. It will be a pretty amazing lineup. So.
I'm sure it will. You'll stock it with all your friends.
Right.
So you and I were also talking this week, and we got into a little bit of a this is a couple of weeks. Actually, this has probably gone on since Cruz dropped out in Indiana, because you and I were both hardcore Cruz fanatics in the primary. Uh-huh. And I see the election now as a primarily binary choice of the two that are left and what we have to deal with. But you say I shouldn't be seeing the election in those lights. Why not?
Well, I think we've got, you know, I think that the Koch brothers, the Charles Koch, summed it up nicely, that we have to pick between a cancer and a heart attack here. And nobody really wants to make a decision. But if we approach this from an extremely rational, academic point of view, there's really only one option to make in this race to ensure that the Republican Party can be the party of America's future. And that choice is not Donald Trump.
Okay, I'm going to try to have you explain that to me, but go ahead, take that next step. Why is Hillary Clinton the choice that Republicans should vote for to preserve the Republican Party?
I'm not saying that it has to be Hillary Clinton, but what I am saying to people, this is very along the lines of what our friend Ted Cruz said, which is to vote for conscience. Donald Trump is not going to make the party any better. Donald Trump, as president, will destroy the party and make sure that Republicans don't have a future. Nobody's going to want to be involved in the Republican Party. No one's going to want to vote for Republicans when Donald Trump gets into office and breaks the world worse than Obama did, destroys America in ways that Obama couldn't even imagine starting to do. And what we really wind up with this situation is if we don't choose Trump this time around, we give ourselves the opportunity to examine what went wrong, how we can rebuild, and start tapping our future leaders for the party to lead us into that next generation. I spent all day today watching everything I could about Donald Trump, reading everything I could, the pros and the cons. And I walked away from this 13 hours of working between my dissertation, preparing for our conversation tonight, thoroughly convinced that Donald Trump is possibly the most dangerous thing that's happened to America since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I see this as our 1968, right? In 1968, everything got a little crazy in America, and the Democrats really kind of tore themselves apart a bit, and they rebuilt, themselves into a very powerful progressive movement, which I don't necessarily agree with. I'm just recognizing the fact that they have absolutely put forth an agenda, and they followed it, and they've been successful in doing so, even though I don't agree with that agenda. And they reemerged, you know, about 25, 30 years later in this Clinton-Obama-Clinton era. And I think now is our time for us to dismantle the old guard, rebuild, and start worrying about what the Republican Party of 2020 and 2024 is going to look like, and stop worrying about the 2016 election, because it's in the back for Hillary no matter what happens from here on out.
Well, and that's really key to the Never Trump's theory on what's going to happen here and what's going to play out, MJ. And I run with a lot of smart people. You are among them.
Yeah.
But I also talk with Dr. Charmaine Yost every Friday, who is her doctorate's in American politics, and she comes to somewhat of a completely opposite conclusion. But here's the thing: one thing I've noticed between you, Eric Erickson, Steve Dace, Ben Shapiro, all of whom are my buddies, but the calculus that you're going to be able to rebuild and to hold the theory that you just explained is dependent upon a Trump loss in November. And it's also somewhat dependent upon us holding Congress so that Hillary can't have her way with everything that she wants to do once she gets elected. And I don't know if both are possible. I think if Trump goes down, I think Congress is I think that's a bad sign. I think Congress will probably be lost, maybe both houses, at least the Senate, I think, goes with him. But let me just point out something, that over the last 28 days, the only momentum that has been built by either side of the binary options for president on the polling front is in favor of Trump. And now in six swing states, in the election, general election numbers, the popular vote numbers, but also in the Electoral College numbers, Nate Silver, he's not shabby at this stuff, at Project 538, is saying that it looks like Trump may not only just win the popular vote, but also pick up five of those six most important swing states. And if he doesn't have any major stumbles, and if Hillary stays about where she's at now, that what we're looking at is probably a very good night for Trump in November. If that's the case, what happens to the theory that you just laid out? And I'm going to give you plenty of time to respond to it.
Absolutely, sure. But I would take a step back and I would say polling data, I think we have birthed, and this is not just from my academic perspective, is notoriously unreliable. If CNN calls me up on the phone today and says, hey, MJ, who are you voting for in November? I give them an answer. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm actually even going to go to the polls on that day. You know, what if my
I admit individual polls don't mean much, but Nate Silver's work is based off of a compilation of all the polls that are.
Absolutely, but take a step back again. I'm reading the data today, and the data is very clear. Even though Trump has a huge chunk of people who are intelligent and wealthy and urban who want to vote for him, the vast majority of his voters, and his data has been tested in three different places, the vast majority of his people that say they will vote for Trump in November are people who have, you know, a high school education, probably a blue-collar job, have a lot of responsibility, maybe too many kids, maybe in debt. And one of the things that some of the poll data, the pollers were pointing out, was that oftentimes low-income people are the least likely to vote, but they also are the most likely to wind up on these questionnaires. They're the ones that are going to be home. They're going to be the ones that answer the call. They're going to be the ones that want to tell you their opinion. But they're also going to be the least likely the ones that are actually going to show up on voting day. So it's one thing for the polls to say Donald Trump can win a popular vote. It's another thing for him to get the people to go to the polls. And I guarantee you Donald Trump's not going to be sending a bus to every low-income community the way the Democrats do every single election in their repertoire of dirty tricks.
Yeah, he's not going to be offering free cigarettes for votes in Milwaukee. No, I get you.
Not going to be driving anybody to the polls, and the Democrats will. And that's why we're going to see, even in those communities where we would maybe expect a small Trump victory, even if it is my major Trump victory, we may not likely see it.
Okay. MJ Kronfeld is our guest here in the Ladies Lounge tonight. MJ, hold that thought. We've got jammed phone lines. People want to weigh in on this. I want you to also answer my question, because you cleverly filibustered the rest of that segment, avoiding it. And I'm just good enough of an interviewer to recognize when that's been done and not let you get away with it. So when we come back, I'm gonna insist that you start on what if never Trumps are wrong and he actually does win. How does that impact your view of what you do in 2020 and beyond? Because I'm curious as to the actual answer to that question. So hold on. Got to take this break. She is MJ Kronfeld. You can follow her on Twitter at @EMME_JAY. MJ, get it? Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Ah, the sound of the hot sardines. You know, you can have just the crummiest week total, and then you turn on Radio Night Live. You got the soothing hot sardines. You got good, intelligent, witty conversation. You've got topics that you care about that relate to your life. Friends, why aren't you telling every single friend you have about Radio Night Live and making plans to be with us? Your phone calls coming up, 888-340-3373. In the ladies' lounge tonight, MJ Kronfeld is with us. She is she's writing actually her dissertation, but she took some time off just to be with us because, well, we just needed to have this conversation. This is to say, this conversation just needed to be had. But MJ, remind my listeners what you're writing your dissertation on.
So my dissertation is really on discursive methodologies and threat assessment mechanisms, which is particularly relevant for tonight's conversation because essentially I study words and how that impacts our ability to be secure and create good national security and allow bureaucracies to execute policy in a way that is coherent and successful in the long run. And when I look at someone like Donald Trump, I see someone that can't even string together a single coherent sentence. And he's disturbingly and dangerously inept when it comes to national security.
Yeah, see,
and I'm going to be honest, it's keeping me up at night, Kevin. I'm not getting enough sleep.
Well, I'd see, and I'm here to make you feel better. I'm going to tell you that one thing that I don't think Donald Trump will do is leave our boys behind, lie to their families at Andrews Air Force Base, and then go to Congress and ask them what difference it makes. Like, I don't think that's...
No, but he might send them somewhere and then accidentally push the button on a nuclear weapon blowing up all the smithereens.
Yeah,
so,
I think
I'm going to have to make Aliyah and you're going to miss me because the time frame is going to be different and I can't do the show from Israel.
Sure you can. I've done the show from Israel, so if I can do it, I know you can. All right. Hey, let's go back to my question that I asked you. So let's assume, because I've noticed, and I read all of the Never Trump stuff. Eric Erickson, I get his thing every morning. So if... And there's largely this idea that the conservative movement can rebuild itself in the ash heap that Donald Trump leaves behind if he loses and loses bad. But if he gets the zones flooded around him and he puts a really conservative cabinet together, he's got a conservative vice president, he says he's going to take Leonard Leo's word on judges. If he ends up winning, what does that do to the theory that you have put out there? And I've let you avoid answering the question thus far. So before we go another step, you're going to answer this question.
I'll answer your question, but let me start by rephrasing it just a little bit. He doesn't just have a conservative vice president, he has a nominee. He's got an inept vice president nominee who almost destroyed his state. But moving past that, answering your question, let's say Trump wins, okay? Let's just say, I think that the movement within the party is so strong. This growing, I don't know if you've seen this growing hashtag GOP exodus. This movement among young Republicans that are so desperate to transform our party into the greatest thing that's happened since the end of the World War II era, and we had Ike Eisenhower in office. I think what you're going to see is they're going to be so resistant to supporting that president in office that they're going to be willing to go as far as to work against the party during those four Trump years, which would be the only 4 years he gets. And then we're going to have to play Trump's game. And what did Trump do to the party? He forced himself upon the party by not being beholden to any donors or not being beholden to any corporations and quote unquote paying his own way, even though we all know he's making money off his own presidency, which is both despicable and disgusting. But what we're going to have to do then is to force our party to accept a candidate that we run. that we fund, that we choose, that we build, that we bring across America as an alternative movement within our movement. There, for centuries, ideological movements, and I know that you're a strong Christian, but Christianity has gone through numerous different phases, and there's been numerous doctrines that have emerged because people were discontent for in specific time periods. They were happy with the status quo, and they changed things, and they changed things for the better. Christianity is a stronger, more beautiful, and more fantastic force of nature and light in this world today than it was when us and Judaism were all fighting and killing and warring all over the world. And the same thing's going to happen within the Republican Party.
All right.
There's going to be a movement to transform it.
Very interesting theory indeed. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Pennsylvania outside of Philadelphia. Walt is watching on Biz TV tonight. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin. I almost didn't make it tonight. I dozed off. With all due respect, I think, as I mentioned, Ms. Kronfeld sounds a little like the conversation you had with Morgan Freeman about 6 weeks ago.
How so?
She sounds sounds like her idealism is going to kill her. I mean, you ever see the movie The Bridge on the River Kwai? She's like the British major that's the one to stand on principle and build the bridge for the Japanese.
I'm not really following what your point is, Walt, but MJ, go ahead and respond.
Yeah, Kevin, I've got a response. He says my ideal is going to kill him, and that's exactly what the problem with Donald Trump is. Donald Trump supporters have lost their idealism. They have forgotten the dream and the promise that America has provided all of us and has since the end of World War II and a little bit before then. The Trump supporters are falling into this fascist concept of this Kafkaian, Kubrickian world where everything is horrible. People are being killed in the streets. Now, granted, things are not good out there right now, but what do we have if we do not have hope? And hope is the last thing I'm going to cling to. And my hope tells me that if we can get past these 4 years, that the next 4 years will be better.
All right.
I believe that. And let him believe that my ideals are going to kill him. You know why? Because I believe his negativity is going to kill him.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. MJ, I was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I drove past every day with my Uber drivers. I drove past. They drove me past these production plants that were empty, that weren't moving, that had been empty for some time. And I asked them, I would say, what's your take on the election? You know, you've got the Republicans here, but the Democrats are next week. And I will tell you to a single T, every single one of the drivers that I spoke to, they're all working class folks. You know, they're driving an Uber car to make extra money to try to help make ends meet. And every one of them had relatives that had worked in those plants. And they said, you know what?
Yeah.
We don't think there's ever been a presidential candidate that has ever talked about American production in our lifetime that has taken it seriously, that we, the working class people in the particularly the Rust Belt, are really in need of some trade fairness.
Absolutely.
And trade balance. And they said, Donald Trump's the only guy, and it's ironic that he's a billionaire, but he's the only guy that's ever listened to what we're saying. I was at finish. There was one other thing. At the evangelical Trump meeting that he had a few months ago, I was in attendance there. And he said, and he brought up something that most of the people in attendance there had said that they had never heard anybody say. And he went back to the LBJ era where LBJ started using the tax code to punish people of faith. And out of those two conversations, what I took away was there are some people that catch Donald doing this. He's never taken credit for it, but they catch him listening to them and kind of in an intuitive way understanding that even though he doesn't share their plight at the current time, that there's something that needs to be done in that arena. And I think he's done a better job of communicating that, at least than Hillary has. But when we come back, respond to that and take your time as you need to. We're talking with MJ Kronfeld. She is founder of Party for a Purpose, which if you want to know what that is all about, we'll have her explain that as well. When we continue.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Of all the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us, Radio Night Live, and our final few minutes with MJ Kronfeld in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Spicing it up, lighten it up. That's what MJ's been doing. Okay, so just before the break, I said I think there are groups of people that Trump has reached out to that believe that he's hearing them in ways that other people haven't. Your reaction?
Well, first of all, you and I are going to have a conversation offline as a evangelical, how you could honestly support a man who wouldn't know the Bible from a children's book on poo. But Donald Trump listens to the common man as much as my dog Yoni and Bibi Netanyahu listen to me when I don't have a treat in my hand, which is absolutely never selective hearing. This man doesn't care about the common man. How many examples would you like me to give you to prove this? If he cares so much about the common man, why does he produce his crystal in Eastern Europe? If he cares so much about the common man, why does he produce his clothing in China and Bangladesh, where he probably employs slave labor, not unlike his daughter's clothing company? How about the lives he ruined and the environment he destroyed with his Scottish golf course, the dirty tricks he played when he was a landlord, his failed casinos, his numerous bankruptcies? I was listening to Sam Harris today, and he made a really super interesting, awesome observation. You know, rich people often don't know anything about the economy. Just because you're rich or you're good at business, there is no correlation with that to being a good economist. And you know that because most economists are broke and poor. You know, there's absolutely no correlation between these two things. And the one thing that we know about Hillary, the one thing we know, is that we're going to have a predictable 4 years. And I need those predictable, stable, semi-quiet, mostly, you know, able to get 4 years so that we can start rebuilding our party and bringing
she'll
in
just,
the
she'll
young
just abandon our boys, lie to their families, and tell Congress it doesn't make any difference.
No, listen, no one's perfect.
She'll yell Black Lives Matter.
Let's be honest. Everyone complains to Hillary's flip-flops. Where's Hillary's flip-flops, too? She's been 90% conservative, blue dog Democrat, to the right of center.
MJ, you're confusing her with her husband. You're confusing her with her husband, and they are two very different people.
No, you can look at anyone that posts those terrible videos of her where she says I was, you know, anti-abortion and I was anti-gay rights for most of her career. Up until 2013, I read today, she was anti-LGBTQ marriage.
Okay, and today she is to the left of Barack Obama. And today she's to the left of Barack Obama.
But when she gets into office, I have no doubt that she would be socially liberal as Barack Obama.
She will abandon our boys, lie to their families, and tell Congress it doesn't matter.
Because she's the first female president, I guarantee you she'll be as tough as nails. She'll grow balls so big she'll make all the men listening right now embarrassed. You know why? Because as the first woman president, she doesn't want to be responsible for really bad things happening to America and people then blaming women.
She already is. She instigated the Iran deal and she failed in Libya.
They screwed up, but Barack Obama was at the helm of the ship that screwed it up. And granted, she was his first lieutenant, but he still screwed it up.
Well, since the Iran deal was entirely the creation of the Secretary of State's office and the president, you know, yeah, Kerry finished it up, but she started. I mean, they worked very closely on that.
That was a failure. You give me one president that doesn't have a major failure. You give me one.
Making mistakes, I will grant you, but abandoning our boys, lying to their families, and telling Congress it doesn't matter is a little bit beyond the pale. I have a brother-in-law that's serving forward as an NFO on an F-18 right now. He's in forward areas all the time.
And my brother-in-law is an admiral in the Navy.
That's what I'm saying.
So we've got families.
She'll abandon them. She'll lie to their families, and she'll tell them it doesn't matter.
I'm not happy about this decision, Kevin, but what I am going to tell you is that I have come to the belief that Donald J. Trump is the most dangerous thing that has happened to this country since the Cuban Missile Crisis and possibly the most unstable thing that has happened since the collapse of the Soviet Union.
And I have many friends that share those sentiments with you, so I don't hold it against you at all. My friend Michael Medved, many people do. Anyway, MJ, real quickly before you go, give a plug to Party for a Purpose because it's all about doing good.
Sure. Party for a Purpose is a social impact consultancy. So if you have a dream of making the world a better place and you are a philanthropist or you just have some time to volunteer, maybe you run an awesome for-profit that's looking to find a way to invest funds in social enterprises, or you want to start a nonprofit that helps somebody something somewhere in the world, we help people realize their tangible social impact goals. As long as your dream is to serve others, we'll serve you and your needs in getting there.
All right, MJ, you're a real champ. Thanks for being on with us tonight. Appreciate it. And you can follow her again on Twitter at EMME_JAY. That's EMME_JAY on Twitter to follow MJ Kronfeld. All right, Kevin McCullough, when we continue, there's a packed phone bank. Michelle, you hold on. Al, you hold on. Ray, you hold on. We're coming straight to you the rest of the way. Just callers and KMC here on Radio Night Live, live from New York. Don't go away.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. That was a live shot of Times Square. Man, what a show tonight. Woo! So much to get to and so much going on, and we still haven't even talked about the other phone topic I wanted to get to, which is how can Hillary be identifying with Scott Peterson, the murderer, as her compatriot? I'll get to that in a second. But let me get back to the phones. Line two, Al is in Edgefield, South Carolina. Hello, Al. Welcome.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your call, brother. What's your thought tonight?
Wonderful show. My thoughts are that I just wish all the people would wake up and use what little common sense they have left in their brain to realize that 4 years of Hillary Clinton will be far worse than what Obama has already done to this nation. We have lost people from jobs because people cut back because they couldn't afford to pay the Obamacare insurance, and it's going to devastate this country when they start jumping on the rich people, because I want to say that the top 1, even 15% of the big money makers in this country, they're responsible for millions of jobs.
Mm.
And if they are devastated by some kind of stupid tax that woman is going to come up with, they're going to move out of the country, and we're going to be in far worse shape than where we are now.
Well, whether
and I've got probably 30 topics I could talk to you about, but I just want to get that out there and tell these American people to wake up. Donald Trump is the only choice we've got right now. No matter how rough he is around the edges, he's going to tell the truth. And as far as nuclear weapons, at least he'll probably get off his butt and actually use the code and push the button with the people that's required to counter-strike anything that may come upon this country and not say it doesn't matter right now.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You nailed it. And thank you for calling, and please call back. I love your enthusiasm. Here's the thing, and I said it to MJ 100 times because I'm going to say it 2 million times before November. Hillary Clinton, the problem for me boils down very simply. I was a strong Ted Cruz supporter in the primary. Adamant. I worked very hard to get him to the nomination. In fact, so hard that people that were supporting Trump and said, you know, what if we win the nominee? You're going to be on the outside looking in. I said, I don't care. I'm going to try to fight for the policies that I believe in. But my guy didn't win. My guy didn't win. And so my never Trump friends keep saying, well, you know, Trump can't win the general election. Well, they didn't think he was going to win the primary election either, and he got record votes. Now, I don't know if he's going to win the general election. I'm watching the bean counting, and right now it looks like he's the only one making progress. But let me put it very simply. Al called from South Carolina. You got production manufacturing plants all over this country that are sitting empty. Trade is a massive issue that Hillary has abandoned completely. She said she was going to shut down the coal industry. How does that play for West Virginia? How does that play for other areas of the Rust Belt, like Pennsylvania? She's not the least bit concerned about TPP or NAFTA. And I'm not against free trade. I want fair trade. I want the ability to say, you're not going to take an unfair advantage on us and manipulate our currency and do the things that you do, China, as a way of ruining the American economy. So the trade's a big issue. And in the Rust Belt in particular, there are people that feel like they have not been heard in generations that feel like Donald Trump is listening to them right now. Let me go one step further. On the issue of national security, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton grew the ISIS problem. They didn't shrink it. It was birthed on their watch. It got worse under them. And it continues to metastasize now, not in Iraq and Syria. Yeah, they're kind of just shrinking or staying the same there, but they've exported them all over the world, including two attacks on American soil in the last year, Orlando and San Bernardino. Now, it's one thing if Hillary Clinton is free of any connection to that, but when ISIS and Al-Qaeda attacked our consulate in Benghazi, Libya, she told the number two in Libya that night, I will call you back within the half hour. He is still waiting for the phone call. She abandoned our boys. When they landed with their bodies at Andrews Air Force Base and that ceremony that was held on national television that afternoon, she lied to the families. And she went to Congress and she said, what difference does it make? That is malfeasance in the role of commander-in-chief. She can never be allowed to be entrusted with the lives of our finest and brightest. She can never be allowed. She must never be allowed to be commander-in-chief, because she will abandon our boys, lie to their families, and say to Congress, what difference did it make? That can't happen. Now, don't even get me started on judges and some of the other things that, as a true constitutional conservative, I'm very, very, very deeply passionate about. just a handful of issues is what's going to separate this election. I don't like a lot of things about Donald Trump's personality and the way he conducts himself. But, you know, there was someone else that people didn't like back in the day. His name was Winston Churchill. He once told a woman who confronted him because he was drunk one night. He said, "Ma'am, you're ugly. But the difference is tomorrow I'll be sober and you'll still look like that." See, sometimes we have these rough around the edges guys, but they're the right guys for history. And I'm not saying Donald Trump fits that mold. I'm just saying I don't know if he does. But I know Hillary Clinton cannot be allowed the reins of this country. She must be stopped. And it's interesting to see where things are turning. Let's go to line three. Ray is in Tampa, Florida. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Kevin. God bless you.
Thank you.
Listen, I got two quick points. You keep talking about Hillary Clinton and the Benghazi thing. What does it matter, okay? The Lord gave me a song about that, okay? And if you're interested, I can give you the info on YouTube to get it. Would you want to take that right now, or just you can't do that?
I don't know what you just said. You have information about what?
Oh, I lost him.
No, I'm here.
He saw me promoting himself by myself.
Huh? No, you're still on the air, Ray. You're here.
Kevin.
Yes. Your phone is breaking up. All right, Ray. We tried. We really did try. Let's go to line one. Michael is calling from New Jersey. Hello, Michael. Line one. Michael, are you there? Hello.
Yes. How you doing, Kevin?
Good.
Yeah, I just don't get these never Trump people. Can't understand it with what's at stake this year. You know, Bernie Sanders and his supporters can get over what Hillary did to him. You know, the Ted Cruz crybabies have to, you know, call it a day and, you know, take one for the team, basically. Because it's just too much is at stake. Too much is hangs in the balance. And we can't afford 4 years of Hillary. This country can't afford it.
Yeah. Well, Michael, I agree with you. Thanks for the call. I totally agree with that. It's Kevin McCullough, final segment of Radio Night Live. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. We're so thankful that you're with us every Saturday. I know you've got a lot of different choices and options. The fact that you choose to hang out with us is pretty special. And I say that on behalf of our entire team here. We work really hard to put this broadcast on, and grateful for your participation in it. You ever want to be in touch, by the way, TheBingeThinker.com is the website. And my toll-free number, the 888-340-3373 number, is active all week long, 24 hours a day. Leave me a voicemail at any time. You might even end up hearing yourself back on the air at some point if you say something really interesting. But I listen to every one of those. And you can email me, join all my social media, all that stuff, at TheBingeThinker.com. And real quickly, I want to say again thank you to Mike Lindell and the MyPillow folks. They've got a big event going on in Minnesota tonight. They are unveiling something very, very spectacular at the Pantages Theater. Our former buddy around these parts, Stephen Baldwin's there. Joe Piscopo is there. It's a big shindig. But in honor of the incredible reception that MyPillow has continued to impact people's lives with, Mike has assured me that he wants to continue to make sure that you get the best night's sleep. So you can get four pillows tonight for the price of just one. You buy a king or a queen size pillow for a king or queen size bed. You're going to get a second one at full price. You're going to get the second one at no additional charge. And two go anywhere pillows, the travel pillows. I'm going to use them when we take the kids on vacation here in just a couple of weeks. He's going to throw them all in for the price of just the first pillow. So call, find out, make it happen, 800-506-2641. You don't want to lose the opportunity on something that special. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. Now, final story tonight. Out of Geneva, Switzerland, there was a woman who was afeard that her husband was running off to see his mistress. So this woman decided that she would do something unusual to try to prevent him from cheating on her and the four kids. Now, she's only 41. She's actually a very attractive woman. But he had evidently found some hottie in some other place. So she thought, well, the best way to keep him from getting there is to prevent his plane from taking off. And the best way to do that, she thought, might be just to say that he was carrying a bomb in his luggage, which happened to not be true. So after they discovered it wasn't, they came to her address and arrested her for phoning in a false bomb threat at the Geneva International Airport. See, there's a lot of ways to try to keep your man. I don't think going to jail for threatening a false bomb alert is particularly a wise way to go about it, do you? That's not what I would suggest doing. I hope that nobody does that for the rest of the presidential campaign either. But I have this feeling someone's going to actually go off. There's going to be a rhetorical bomb that goes off. Maybe in the debates at some point, I don't know. But anyway, hey, thanks to everybody that was part of the show tonight. Great fun. And again, if you want to be in touch, my daily broadcasts are all podcasted at TheBingeThinker.com. And you can rewatch the TV version of this one there as well. And if you're watching on the Biz TV network and you missed part of it, stick around. We get started again next. Kevin McCullough, have a great Saturday night from New York.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slash their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.